The comet's tail spread across the dawn, a red slash that bled above the crags of Dragonstone like a wound in the pink and purple sky. The Maester stood on the windswept balcony outside his chambers. It was here the ravens came after long flight. Their dropping speckled the gargoyles that rose 12 feet tall on either side of him, a hellhound and a wyvern, two of the thousand that brooded over the walls of the ancient fortress. When first he came to Dragonstone, the army of stone grotesques had made him uneasy, but as the years passed, he'd grown used to them. Now he thought of them as old friends. The three of them watched the sky together with foreboding. The Maester did not believe in omens, and yet, old as he was, Cresson had never seen a comet half so bright, nor yet that color, that terrible color, the color of blood and flame and sunsets. He wondered if his gargoyles had ever seen its like. They had been here so much longer than he had, and would still be here long after he was gone. If stone tongues could speak. Such folly! He leaned against the battlement, the sea crashing beneath him, the black stone rough beneath his fingers. Talking gargoyles and prophecies in the sky? I am an old dun man, grown giddy as a child again. Had a lifetime's hard-worn wisdom fled him along with his health and strength? He was a maester, trained and chained in the great citadel of Old Town. What had he come to when superstition filled his head as if he were an ignorant field hand? And yet, the comet burned even by day now, while pale grey steam rose from the hot vents of Dragonmont behind the castle. And yestermorn, a white raven had brought word from the citadel itself, a word long expected, but no less fearful for all that, word of summer's end, omens all, too many to deny. "What does it all mean?" he wanted to cry. "Maester Cresson, we have visitors," Pilar spoke softly, as if loath to disturb Cresson's solemn meditations. Had he known what drivel filled his head, he would have shouted. The princess would see the white raven. Ever correct, Pylas called her princess now, as her lord father was a king. King of a smoking rock in a great salt sea, yet a king nonetheless. Her fool is with her. The old man turned away from the dawn, keeping hand on his wyvern to steady himself.
Help me to my chair, and show them in.
Taking his arm, Pylas led him inside. In his youth, Cresson had walked briskly, but he was not far from his 80th name day now, and his legs were frail and unsteady. 2 years past, he had fallen and shattered a hip, and it had never mended properly.